After asking federal employees to come up with ideas to save money, the White House has its eye set on the private sector.
We're holding a forum at the White House next month to seek more ideas from the private sector, specifically about how we can better use technology to reform our government for the 21st century.
The president says members of his staff will meet with the private sector January 14th at the White House. The forum will focus on closing the gap between the private sector and the federal government in using technology to drive productivity and improve service quality. This exchange with the private sector has been part of the administration's broader vision since April. On Monday, President Obama announced that the Award for Securing Americans' Value and Efficiency, or SAVE, will become an annual event, and even those ideas that didn't win will be implemented. The White House received more than 38,000 ideas from federal workers during a three-week period starting in mid-September. The Office of Management and Budget chose four finalists. The idea that received the most votes from the public won. In this case, it was Nancy Fichtner, a Veterans Affairs Department employee from Loma, Colorado. She's a file clerk at a VA hospital in Grand Junction, Colorado. Fichtner's idea was to let veterans take medication given to them during their stay at the VA hospital home with them.
I said, why do we do this? And they said, well, they don't have instructions to take them home. I said, well, let's put instructions on them. Well, then we'd have to have a way to document it in the electronic medical file. And I said, well, then let's put a little barcode on the instruction labels. Too simple, you know. And it's just basically cutting through the red tape.
Fichtner says this is an idea that she's been considering for some time, but it wasn't until recently that she realized it could be done.
The printer went down, and everything had to be written by hand for like 10 days. And we had this million-dollar machine that just can do all these wonderful robotics, you know. It fills the medications and puts labels on them, and they had a kind of an auxiliary label, if you will, a free format screen where you can do this, but several things had to be in place before that could be implemented. And I know it had the capabilities. I could see it. So it's coming. I can see it even clearer now.
Fichtner presented her idea to the president Monday.
Having met with Nancy a few minutes ago, I can tell you Nancy means business. She's a single working mom. She's a clerk with the VA. She's an artist. She's an outdoors woman. And she is an avid hunter. In fact, somewhere in the western United States, there is an elk that is breathing a sigh of relief because Nancy is here instead of where she would have been, hunting with her kids. And I believe her children are here. Where's Nancy's kids? There they are right there. It's great to see you guys. Nancy's daughter, she skins and guts her elk, so don't mess with her either.
And for the other 37,000-plus ideas from federal workers, President Obama has plans for some of them as well.
We've already begun to implement a host of suggestions made through the SAVE contest. And while promoting electronic pay stubs or scheduling Social Security appointments online or repurposing unused government supplies may not be the most glamorous reforms in history, when taken together, these small changes add up. They add up to a transformation of how government works.
OMB Director Peter Orszag issued guidance Monday to all agencies telling them to implement some of the SAVE Award suggestions. These include moving more workers to electronic pay stubs, ensuring agency buildings are meeting energy and water efficiency goals, and reusing and sharing extra supplies across government. The VA, for its part, already has plans to implement Fichtner's idea. In fact, she met with Veterans Health Administration senior executives to further discuss her idea Monday after her visit to the White House. I caught up with Katie Roberts, a VA spokeswoman, about how the agency will implement Fichtner's idea.
This program will actually begin implementation in March of 2010. What we'll do is we'll actually have about 4 to 6 months of testing the pilot programs throughout VA, making sure to work out any of the kinks. And then in September of 2010, we'll be able to then take it system-wide to VA. And then by 2011, we'll actually be able to implement the program throughout the country, and we'll see real savings.
Fichtner says winning the SAVE Award has spurred creativity from her colleagues and friends around government. And she has just one message for them.
That you can make a difference. You can make a difference. One, the power of one is really strong. Everyone's on cloud nine back there. It's funny. And then my friends in all the other departments, you know, they'll come up, congratulations, I've got some ideas, and it's catching on. It's, you know, we can do all kinds of stuff if we just put our mind to it and submit the ideas and take a look at what we can do.
Fichtner, who barely made it to Washington because of the snowstorm, plans to take in the sights through Tuesday before heading back to Colorado. At the White House, Jason Miller, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.